Yeah, go ahead, Mary.
It's brisket.
It's brisket.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Iran says it did it. Stormy weekend. I'm Barton Eckert. Iran announced that its military unintentionally shot down that Ukrainian jetliner that crashed earlier this week, killing all 176 aboard. Correspondent Fred Plekin in Tehran says the shootdown came shortly after Iran launched missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq. And the president of Iran has also released what has to be considered a very surprising statement.
Hassan Rouhani just issued a tweet where he also apologized for it and called all of this an unforgivable mistake. And that's quite a big statement to make from the Iranian president, seemingly quite critical of Iran's military. That's not something that we see very often.
A tornado destroyed two Missouri homes on Friday. Twisters also causing a good deal of other damage. Clayton Neville tells us more.
The severe weather threat stretching from Oklahoma and Texas to places further east. The Texas Division of Emergency Management placing boats, helicopters, and rescue teams on standby. Meteorologist Brad Barton says a mix of severe weather, likely with a good chance for heavy rain.
And a lot of it could fall in a big hurry. And early tomorrow morning, we might see some snow.
Authorities across the region urging residents to pay attention to local media and weather alerts on their phones and apps.
Over the holidays, airports were busier than most other years.
The Transportation Security Administration says it screened almost 44 million passengers from December 19th through January 5th, a 4% increase over last year. The agency said it kept checkpoints fully staffed by paying overtime to employees. And according to the TSA, 99.8% of all passengers waited less than a half hour in line. And more than 99% of those with a TSA pre-check waited less than 10 minutes. Last month, a whistleblower said the TSA was able to achieve those short wait times by relaxing some security measures. I'm John Stolness.
And I'm Barton Eckert.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
Eight teams in contention for the Super Bowl trophy.
After toppling a heavy favorite in their wild card game, the Minnesota Vikings hope to beat the odds yet again as they face off against the San Francisco 49ers, who enjoyed a stellar 13-win and 3-loss regular season. Not as stellar as the 14-2 Baltimore Ravens, with their 23-year-old likely MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson, as they play host to the Tennessee Titans a year after falling short in the wild card round. Sunday's action kicks off with the Houston Texans traveling to Kansas City to face the Chiefs. Meanwhile, Sunday's NFC matchup features a clash of Super Bowl veterans, with the Green Bay Packers welcoming the Seattle Seahawks to their home turf. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Bessemer, a small town in Michigan's western Upper Peninsula, is buying an odor detection device and drafting an ordinance to crack down on the unpleasant smell of blooming marijuana plants. A Michigan law cleared the way for homegrown pot for recreational use in 2018. I'm Barton Eckert.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers. A place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
WML Traffic, I'm Michelle Murray. A few things to be aware of right now. New accident now reported in McLean on the Georgetown Pike in both directions. A near difficult run. This is before the Beltway. All lanes reported to be blocked, so you'll want to avoid that area. Also, there is an accident in Leesburg that has Harmony Church Road closed at Peel Lane. Earlier accident on 95 southbound at Dale Boulevard cleared away. Watch for a disabled vehicle eastbound 66 west of Westmoreland Street in the right lane. And also watch out for road work on 270 northbound at Shady Grove Road along the left side.
Temps are cooling off, but the time to book your trip aboard the next Chris Plant cruise is heating up. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime as you'll enjoy the sights and sounds of Alaska, meet new friends, and mingle in our VIP receptions as you sail off on the Chris Plant 2020 Listener Cruise this August. Special discounted pricing is now available for WMAL listeners through January 31st, including a $500 onboard credit or discounts on concierge and deluxe veranda suites. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com to book your trip today.
Hey, it's Chris Plant, and I have some exciting news. With the overwhelming demand for our 2020 Alaska Sea Cruise this summer, and over 100 listeners already signed up, we've just been able to secure extended discounted prices for our group. If you're looking for a great vacation this summer, join me and other like-minded travelers. 7 days cruising beautiful, breathtaking Alaska, beginning August 5th on Regent Seven Seas luxurious all-suite Mariner. Alaska is an amazing place, plus sailing on Regent, everything is included. Round-trip airfare, unlimited shore excursions, fine dining, unlimited beverages, including fine wines and spirits, free Wi-Fi, free in-suite minibar, and a $500 per suite shipboard credit. So join us and make new friends aboard our 2020 Alaska Sea Cruise. Call the travel store today at 800-777-6540, 800-777-6540, or visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
We as Catholic choose a Catholic cemetery to be buried as Christ was buried.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
I encourage you to make arrangements for your burial site, your sacred ground.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit our website at ccaw.org.
In baptism, we are buried with Christ and resurrect with Him to new life.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Listen, if you're moving, relocating, combining households, or you're just tired of paying your mortgage, I have one piece of advice for you. Talk to Renters Warehouse right now. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and whether you have one property or a portfolio of 10, renting is so much better than selling. And now the friendly folks at Renters Warehouse are making it easier than ever before. Renters Warehouse will price your property right and find awesome tenants in just days. And for a low, flat monthly fee, they'll manage all the grunt work 24/7. Rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, gone, done, off your plate. There are no upfront fees, and Renters Warehouse will even warranty your renters, meaning in most cases, if your tenant doesn't stay, they'll replace them for free. Go to renterswarehouse.com to book your free home rental price appointment today, or call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse. What will your home rent for?
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, and our producer this morning. And a story breaking late last night and a lot of developments in the last few hours that we want to bring you up to speed on. After days of denial, Iran is now admitting that it unintentionally shot down the Ukrainian airliner that crashed earlier this week, killing all 176 people on board. After days of denial, the admission comes this morning. Iran had been accusing the United States of, quote, spreading lies after Western intelligence officials did determine that Iranian missiles brought down the passenger jet. But this morning, this is the quote from President Hassan Rouhani. The Islamic Republic of Iran deeply regrets this disastrous mistake. That statement from President Rouhani after Iran's military had announced early this morning that it had accidentally shot down that Ukrainian passenger jet. President Rouhani went on to offer condolences to the victims' families. In a statement of his own, the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, you see him a lot as a spokesman for Iran, he tried to place some of the blame on the United States, saying on Twitter that the disaster was, quote, caused by U.S. adventurism. The military statement said there had been information suggesting the U.S. was prepared to aerially target sensitive defense and key sites and multiple targets in our country. This led to even more sensitive defense posture by our anti-aircraft units. As of late Friday night, the State Department had no immediate comment about the Iranian admission of responsibility. We'll talk in detail with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about the admission from Iran, as well as KT McFarland, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour this morning on the Saturday Morning Update. Also, news Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the House will send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate next week. That would pave the way for a trial to begin. Pelosi sent the letter to fellow lawmakers announcing she had asked the Judiciary Committee to draft a resolution for floor debate next week. It would name the House managers who will serve as prosecutors in a Senate trial. She said she'd consult with rank-and-file Democrats on Tuesday about how to proceed. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he plans to move quickly to begin a trial once he does receive those articles from the House. Coming up next on WMAO, we'll be talking with Kerry Pickett from the Washington Examiner, get the very latest on gun legislation proposed in Virginia, and also the non-binding resolution passed by the House on President Trump's war powers. Jennifer Harper's coming up as well. Interesting, very interesting poll numbers on the way for you. John Gizzi will join us, of course, from Newsmax, White House correspondent and chief political columnist, and Cheryl Atkinson coming up later on as well this morning on the Saturday Morning Update. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
An earlier accident on 95 southbound at Dale City has been cleared, and the earlier disabled eastbound on 66 west of Westmoreland cleared. No delays in those areas. Now keep in mind that in McLean, a portion of the Georgetown Pike is closed to both directions, right near Difficult Run Creek, but before the Beltway due to accident activity. And in Leesburg, Harmony Church Road is closed at Peel Lane. And in the district, Benning Road is closed in both directions between Minnesota Avenue and 34th Street in Northeast due to accident investigation work. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Amazing weather for today in the Washington area. We're looking for cloudy skies with a high of 70. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 65. Mostly cloudy on Monday with a high of 56. Some rain on Tuesday, high 53. Still warm on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 58. It's 51 right now in Washington, and we'll go up to 70 degrees later on today. 6:15 now on Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall. WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, obviously, that is a big story that will be developing throughout the weekend, especially after the days of denials. And that's one of the stories that broke late Friday. Now, earlier in the day on Friday, the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, said finally that the House will send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate next week, paves the way for a trial to begin. Pelosi sent the letter to fellow lawmakers announcing she had asked the Judiciary Committee to draft a resolution for floor debate next week. It would name the House managers who will serve as prosecutors in a Senate trial. She said she'd consult with the rank-and-file Democrats on Tuesday about how she would proceed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he plans to move quickly to begin a trial once he does receive those articles from the House. Pelosi delaying sending the articles which accuse Trump of abuse of power, obstruction of Congress, saying that she wanted to learn more about how the Senate would conduct the trial before naming the lawmakers to serve as managers. She has said the Senate arena could help determine which lawmakers and how many to assign as managers. You may have heard a lot of Democratic pressure coming from the Senate, including Senator Dianne Feinstein this week. So the heat had been on Nancy Pelosi. Now, President Trump was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and he had some comments. This is kind of an interesting twist. This is a little different, something a little different than we've heard from the president. And this, again, the president one-on-one with Laura Ingraham last night on the Fox News Channel.
What they've done to impeachment, it's like I was interviewed by a very, very good writer, reporter, somebody that you know very well. I could say Bob Woodward. He said he's doing something, and this time I said maybe I'll sit down, because nobody's done more than me. I mean, nobody, if you look at 3 years with the economy, with regulations, with the tax cuts, with everything, all the things, we've rebuilt our military. Our military was totally depleted. Our military was old and depleted. And he said, you know, you don't look like somebody who's under impeachment. As you know, he slightly covered Nixon and he covered Clinton. But Bob Woodward, he said, you actually look like you've won everything. You look happy. I said, I am happy.
So that's President Trump speaking last night. Now, that comes after a speech in Toledo on Thursday night. And I'm sure you've seen portions of Trump speeches or at least clips and sound bites and things like that. And it is amazing. He has not lost any sense of energy whatsoever in his rallies. And we've got two clips that I thought kind of summed it up. I mean, he goes on and on and on and on. People going crazy, thousands of people outside. But this is the president Thursday night. And this is sort of in response to the congressional outcry as to why he didn't tip them off prior to taking out General Soleimani.
But here's the guy who slaughtered and butchered civilians all over and military, whoever was in his way. And we have Bernie and Nancy Pelosi. We have them all. They're all trying to say, how dare you take him out that way? You should get permission from Congress. You should come in and tell us what you want to do. You should come in and tell us so that we can call up the fake news that's back there and we can leak it. That's a lot of corruption back there, folks.
And that crowd booing went on for probably another 15, 20 seconds. All right, that's one sample of it. And as he continued in the speech, there's been a lot of, bluster about President Trump wanting war and wanting to pick a fight with Iran and seeking war. Well, here's how he addressed that in his speech in Toledo Thursday night.
So we're using this great power not to pursue conflict, but to really preserve, and I mean in the true sense of the word, preserve peace. We have this tremendous military, and you know what that is? That's really a great fighting force, but I hope we never have to use it. I really do. You saw an example of that a couple of days ago. So we seek friends, not enemies, but If you dare to threaten our citizens, you do so at your own grave peril.
So the president, obviously under siege for the last 3 years in office and even before that, but certainly doesn't sound like it when he's out on the trail, and he'll have more rallies coming up in the week ahead. We're at 6:20. This is the Saturday Morning Update, and coming up, next up, we're going to talk with Carrie Pickett. She's at the Washington Examiner. Get a little more on what's going on Capitol Hill and the Virginia gun legislation. We'll talk with John Gizzi. Of course, he is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We'll get his read on the impeachment process. KT McFarland coming up on Iran. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, some of the technical aspects of the strike, the latest on the developments. And if you're just joining us, Iran has admitted to shooting down that Ukrainian jetliner. We'll have a lot more for you on that this morning. Cheryl Atkinson's coming up, too. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
At Randolph Macon Academy, it is our mission to inspire the rise within each student. Whether learning to lead in Air Force Junior ROTC or soaring through the skies in the optional flight program, Randolph-Macon students develop the confidence to create innovative solutions to life's challenges. They rise to their potential because they are encouraged by our dedicated teachers who care about them as individuals. Learn how Randolph-Macon can help inspire the rise in your child at our open house on January 20th. RSVP at rma.edu.
It is a Saturday Morning Update. It's great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and we had the opportunity to sit in on New Year's morning, and it was a pleasure to be joined by Carrie Pickett, and she is the senior campaign reporter at the Washington Examiner. Carrie, it's nice to have you join us on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick.
I wanted to talk to you about the whole Iran-Iraq situation. Striking headline that you wrote, Democrats defend Obama-Iran deal in face of Trump jabs. Some would say some of the Democrats went as far as maybe taking on some of the Iranian talking points this week. What was the gist of your article?
Well, one of the biggest ways that the Democrats were going after Donald Trump as far as responding to his drone strike of Soleimani was saying if the Trump administration didn't pull out of the nuclear deal with Iran, then we wouldn't be in this whole situation to begin with. So they're saying that essentially terrorism coming from Iran over in Iraq wouldn't be happening, that Iran wouldn't be closer to a nuclear weapon. So they are putting everything on the JCPOA. Of course, that's just the acronym for the Iran nuclear deal. They're just saying that everything relied on that kept Iran in check. And so the reason why they're saying that is simply because Trump, when he made his remarks about it, he said, look, the reason why Iran has all of these weapons to go after our troops, the reason why they're able to cause all this horrendousness out in the Middle East was because we essentially financed them back during the previous administration through the JCPOA. Well, Democrats didn't take a kind to that, and they essentially hit back at Trump on that accusation.
The proxy attacks didn't stop, though, during the Obama administration after the signing of the nuclear deal, did they?
No, no, they didn't, and that's just it. One of the big things that was going on is that our ships were being charged at in international waters. You still had the mining of the Persian Gulf that was going on at the time. 10 of our sailors were seized from a ship, and this was just, you know, right after the JCPOA was implemented. I mean, even James Clapper, 1 year after the JCPOA was implemented, he himself testified saying that things got worse. But these are details that the Democrats are sort of having amnesia about right now. But they will still claim that Donald Trump's going after Soleimani has made things worse, when in fact, ultimately, for the last 40 years, you had this Iranian regime who has been causing havoc all over the Middle East, and also you had the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. They have been causing, you know, absolute horrendousness towards American citizens overseas. I mean, hundreds of American troops killed. And this is something that people are saying, well, you're just going to start a war. Well, in fact, the Iranians have been thinking that they've essentially have been at war with us for the past 40 years.
You wrote an article about Will Hurd. He's an outgoing Republican congressman from Texas, not running for re-election. He's not been a consistent supporter of President Trump, say the least, but he made a poignant statement this week, and it ended up as a headline in one of your articles.
He wrote in an opinion piece at the Washington Examiner, and within the piece he said, quote, "Iran is the culprit, not the victim." Now, as you just mentioned, Will Hurd, he's a former CIA officer. He worked out in the Middle East for a long period of time, so he definitely knows what he's talking about here, because within his piece, he is trying to, you know, ask his Democratic colleagues, quote, "What is the alternative? Do nothing and fail to protect American lives and our shared interests with our Sunni Arab and Israeli partners?" That's an excellent question here. This is one of these situations where here you have Will Hurd, who, you know, once again, he's not known as, you know, grassroots, super conservative congressman, and he's out the door after the elections are over. But still, he certainly knows that the Iranians have been an absolutely horrendous regime, not just to Americans, but to their own people, and that is something that is being forgotten here.
So the House passes legislation to limit the president's powers through the authorization to use military force legislation. And the question I guess I would have is, does that go anywhere? Does it have any real significance?
From the Democrat standpoint, the way they look at this, I mean, it's non-binding. It's not going to tie the president's hands. They look at it as essentially symbolic. This comes from the, of course, War Powers Act. But keep in mind, this didn't come out of committee. This is something that that most Democrats voted for, and I think there were about 7 or 8 Democrats did not vote for it. You had about 3 Republican defections, but ultimately they can tell their base, well, see what we did. We basically told the president that, you know, he can't do this type of strike against people like Soleimani. But in fact, this could actually backfire on them, because as we go into the 2020 election, Republicans are going to say that Democrats are trying to tie President Trump's hands, even though they didn't technically do that. But they're going to go out and say the Democrats would like to tie the president's hands if they could, when he needs to strike a terrorist abroad. And that's going to be a very powerful talking point for Republicans. Now, for Democrats in pretty safe seats, that's pretty powerful. But for Democrats in these swing districts, that could be a problem for them.
I want to turn to a very important local story, and that is proposed gun legislation in Virginia. You have been following it very closely. You wrote a couple of stories this week. And what is the latest in the proposals, including one introduced on Thursday?
That's right. One of the bills that was proposed by Democratic delegate Dan Helmer, it would prohibit indoor shooting ranges in the state that are not owned by the Commonwealth or federal government that have more than 50 people working in the firing range in the same building. So this is going to be a big problem for the firing range over at the National Rifle Association because apparently the attached building right nearby the firing range over at the NRA, of course, the NRA has more than 50 people working for it, so it was tailored to go after their firing range. However, if you actually go to the NRA firing range, it's barely attached, really, to the firing range there. I mean, it's not like they can take 50 people and really stuff it into their firing range. It's like practically nearly a separate building, but they are trying to tailor this bill so they can try and get rid of the NRA range. But actually, there are at least two other Virginia gun ranges around the state that would be affected. One is I believe that there's Elite Shooting range out in I think it's Manassas. There also is another one down in Virginia Beach. Both have at least 60 employees, and they would be affected. And keep in mind, those two other ranges that I just mentioned, they help train thousands of people in the military and in law enforcement. They have contracts with the military. They also train thousands upon thousands of individuals who come through their doors in courses that have to do with gun safety. And I have a feeling that this bill isn't going to be going anywhere because even many Democrats are going to be saying, look, you can't just shut down a gun range that would be helping people learn how to use firearms safely.
Carrie Pickett at the Washington Examiner will be watching your stories on that gun legislation as it proceeds. Thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Take care, Rick.
It is 6:32. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And to bring you up to date, Iran now says that it did shoot down the Ukrainian jetliner by mistake. Says its forces accidentally shot down the aircraft earlier this week, killed all 176 aboard. The government had repeatedly denied Western accusations from not only the U.S., but Canada, France, Great Britain, mounting evidence that it was responsible for the crash. The plane was hit hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack by two military bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in retaliation for the strike on General Soleimani. A military statement says the plane was mistaken for a hostile target after it turned toward a sensitive military center of the Revolutionary Guard. That's what they say. The acknowledgement is an embarrassment for the armed forces, likely to anger the Iranian public. They are already angry. Expressions on social media from the Iranian people this morning. Now, one other note of interest. You're probably familiar with the foreign minister, Javad Zarif. You see him a lot on network television interviews. And he has made a statement this morning, and he's trying to place the blame on the United States, saying on Twitter that the disaster was caused by, quote, U.S. adventurism. The military statement had said there had been information suggesting the U.S. was preparing to airily target sensitive defense and key sites and multiple targets in our country, and this led to even more sensitive defense posture by our anti-aircraft units. That's the statement from the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif.
The State Department had no immediate comment late last night about Iran's admission of responsibility. The Iranian Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, urged Iran's armed forces to investigate the, quote, possible shortcomings that led to the downing of the aircraft. A North Korean official says the U.S. and South Korea are, quote, dreaming if they think that President Trump sending a birthday message would get leader Kim Jong-un back to the negotiating table. Foreign Ministry advisor Kim Kai-gwan repeated the North's deep resentment toward the United States and their disappointment over stalled nuclear negotiations that the Trump administration had stressed that the country will never fully deal away its nuclear capabilities for ending U.S.-led sanctions despite the economic difficulties in North Korea. He also ridiculed South Korea, saying it was clinging to its role as a mediator between Washington and North Korea. And you may have heard that the drummer with the rock trio Rush has died. Neil Peart was 67, died at his home in Santa Monica after fighting brain cancer. 6:36 Saturday morning update. Check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic is moving well on the Capitol Beltway this morning. A couple of incidents to be aware of, though. In McLean, the Georgetown Pike is closed in both directions near Difficult Run Creek, and that is due to accident activity, so you'll want to avoid that area. Also in Leesburg, Harmony Church Road still shut down at Peel Lane, also due to accident activity. And watch out for some road work right now on 193 between New Hampshire Avenue and Riggs Road. That takes away the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
So I looked at the weather forecast and I said, no, this can't be the right city. But it is. We expect high temperatures today of 70 degrees, cloudy this afternoon. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 65. Mostly cloudy on Monday, a high of 56. Some rain Tuesday, high 53. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a high of 58. Right now in Washington, we're at 51. We're headed to 70 this afternoon. 6:37 Saturday morning update.
3 days only. The Washington Camping RV Expo is at the Dulles Expo Center, January 10th through the 12th. Whether you're a seasoned RVer or just getting started, there's something for you. RVs for every budget and camping style will be on display. Take advantage of show-only pricing and incentives. Shop a large selection of RV and outdoor accessories. Speak with campgrounds and resorts. Enjoy free educational seminars and more. Buy now and save only at the Dulles Expo Center, January 10th through the 12th. Visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
Get the travel upgrade that beats all others. TSA PreCheck. Faster lines, a seamless process, and a smoother journey. Keep those smooth travels coming after October 1st, 2020 by getting your Real ID compliant driver's license today. Learn more at TSA.gov.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to 7-Eleven and get Ageless Mail tonight.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. She follows the media and social trends very closely. Inside the Beltway, her column at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
A lot of emphasis in the news on the presidential candidates and the presidential polls, but numbers out from Gallup on the Congress?
Oh, yes. We have some interesting numbers this morning about Gallup and the Congress. And here's the deal. The ratings on Congress have more or less hit rock bottom This is according to Gallup. And they conducted a very interesting poll here where they did an annual assessment of 22 different professions. And these are, you know, common professions. And let's talk about who Americans revere. And the people at the very top of the professions list, and they are being admired for their honesty and their ethics. At the very top are nurses. How about that? In second place, engineers. In third place, medical doctors. And so forth and so on. And it does go through 22 assorted professions. But let's go to the very bottom. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gee. Because the lawmakers occupy a spot at the bottom three professions. Here are the numbers. Whereas 85% of Americans say that the honesty and ethical standards of nurses are very high or high, only 13% of the respondents gave those high marks to U.S. senators. Only 12% said the same for members of Congress. And in very last place were car salespeople. Car salespeople. They earn 9% of the public's trust. So we're looking at the members of Congress and the Senate. Everyone else are down there with at the very end of the list, rated by the public, same just above car salespeople. No offense to our car salespeople out there, but that's what Gallup had to say. And police officers, incidentally, were sixth on this list. And 54% of Americans gave the men and women in blue a high or very high review for their honesty and ethics. And members of the clergy got a positive review from 40%. And if you're wondering about journalists, well, only 28% of the nation give them high marks for their ethics and honesty. So we kind of knew that was coming. And according to the Gallup analyst who did put all this together, his name is R.J. Reinhart, he says the public's low level of belief in the honesty and ethical standards of senators and members of Congress may be a contributing factor in poor job approval ratings for the legislature. No more than 30% of Americans have approved of Congress in the past 10 years. So that's what people think of Congress right now.
Well, they've certainly earned it. You've got some new numbers on President Trump and his support.
Yeah, I do. Very interesting. I'm sorry for all the numbers this early in the morning, folks, but in terms of impeachment, the public is not buying into the impeachment process against President Trump. This is coming from Morning Consult. The reason I paid attention to this is because it is a poll of 161,591 registered voters. How about that? They this very hefty survey has tracked Mr. Trump's approval ratings in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, and what they found was that Mr. Trump's approval ratings, which are okay, 43%, did not change during all of the impeachment hoopie-doo in November. And his disapproval ratings actually fell by a couple of percentage points. And so what they're saying, the public is not buying into the impeachment process against President Trump. And as we all kind of figure, it's pretty inconclusive and mystifying right now because we don't know what the heck is going on. But the pollsters from Morning Consult say that the findings mark Mr. Trump's best net approval rating in 2019 and were driven by improved ratings among those coveted independent voters. And it marks the president's best showing among Republican voters since the first 4 months of his presidency. So that's one thing we need to talk about this morning. And secondly, about those Republican voters, there's lots of rallies going on right now. He just had one this week, and he's going to be up. That was in Ohio. He's going to be in Milwaukee next week. Follow that with a big rally in Minneapolis, also in Des Moines, and also in New Jersey. They're very excited about all of that. But let's talk about a new Hill-Harris-X poll that came out this week. Here's what they have to say. President Trump's approval rating has hit a record high among his supporters. In other words, the Trump folks are not going to give up on Mr. Trump. They've got his back, et cetera, et cetera. Here are the numbers. 90% of Republicans say they approve of Trump's job performance, and only 10% disapprove. And this is the highest favorability rating among Republicans that the Hill-Harris-X poll has found since asking this question in 2018. Translated there, the more Democrats' impeachment push against Mr. Trump, the more his supporters are going to push back. And Mr. Trump even garners a 40% favorability rating among those independent voters, and even 16% among Democrats. Oh, how about that? Anyway, this is a Hill-Harris-X poll that came out this week. So Mr. Trump's sitting pretty well here.
Well, since we're warmed up on the numbers now, how does it look at the southern border? The president, of course, implementing policies, working with Mexican authorities to put Mexican soldiers on the southern border of Mexico. Do you have an analysis of recent numbers?
Yes, I do. This is a very significant analysis that came out from Issues and Insights. If you haven't seen that news organization, please check them out. And it's coming actually from editor John Merlane. And he has gone through a lot of the government numbers to find out that only 18 illegal immigrants were detained at the southern border last week. And we have to remember, it wasn't so many months ago where we were having those convoys and, huge numbers that were showing up at the border. And he says that this action is the result of President Trump's migrant protection protocols. This is also known as Remain in Mexico. This is the new practice where they're replacing the old catch and release from the previous administration, making sure that folks who are detained remain in Mexico while they wait out their claims for asylum. And Mr. Merlane also found that judges granted asylum in less than 1% of the more than 10,000 claims that have come up so far. And he cites some research from Syracuse University on this, of all folks. And he says that the impact of this program has been little short of profound. I repeat that. The impact of the program has been a little short of profound. So anyway, he says the number of apprehensions at the southwest border has plummeted from 144,000 in May 2019 to just 42,000 in November. This was the last month that the government has data. He says the number of families crossing illegally went from 84,000 in May to 9,000 in November. And also a Government Accountability Office report released in December also found that the arrest increased by 34% from 2015 to 2018, and the detentions went up by 35%. And he also points out that the El Paso Times says that the Trump policy has proved to be a virtual wall. Great description there, the virtual wall now in place.
You also have a story on acrimony between two acronyms, PETA and AOC.
Yes, they are. Here's sort of a little feature story about our friend Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because recently she bought herself a dog, a little pup, cute little guy, absolutely adorable Boston Bulldog. How about that? Well, the people at Ethical Treatment for Animals are not happy about this, and they are scolding her for buying a purebred dog instead of going down to a shelter and giving a home to a homeless dog. Again, she bought a little French bulldog as her canine companion and put a lot of videos out and a lot of pictures. You know, that's what you do when you get a new dog. This is what PETA wrote to her in a formal complaint. This was coming from Ingrid Newkirk. She is the president of PETA. She said, "We really couldn't believe our eyes because you are a role model for how to live. So we understand that you just didn't realize what you were doing in this case. You couldn't have, with the millions of homeless dogs out there, you apparently chose to buy a purebred puppy instead of adopting one from an animal shelter." That's going from PETA to AOC. And Ms. Newkirk says, "On behalf of the more than 6 million lost, abandoned, or unwanted dogs and cats who enter shelters every year and the people who care for them, we're asking you, please be a part of the solution to ending the cat and dog overpopulation crisis and considering setting the right example for your millions of followers by adopting a mutt and encouraging them to do the same." And, you know, so far, no remarks from Ms. Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, but she has declared that she will raise her new dog as a, quote, community pup. And she noted on Twitter that she hoped to train the little guy to come to work and go to town halls and also ride Amtrak back and forth from New York to the nation's capital. And the media had quite a good time with some of that. Fox News said that AOC is now in the doghouse. So there you go.
Good one. What'll they think of next? Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Have a great weekend and be careful
Thank
where you,
you
shop.
Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend, everyone.
6:49 Saturday morning update and time for a check of the traffic. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia, in McLean, the Georgetown Pike is closed in both directions between Difficult Run Creek and Old Dominion Drive due to a serious accident. You will want to avoid the area for the time being. In Leesburg, we still have that closure of Harmony Church Road at Peel Lane, also due to an accident. No other issues to report in Virginia at this time. Things looking good on 95, 395, and 66. No problems to report on the Capitol Beltway. On 270, you may still find some road work northbound at Shady Grove Road along the left side. Not seeing any delays, though, on 270 in that area. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Believe it or not, yes, it is a live show this morning because it's not a summertime rerun. Why do I say that? Because today's weather forecast calls for clouds and a high 70 degrees. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 65. Mostly cloudy on Monday with a high of 56. Rain on Tuesday, high of 53. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, high of 58. 52 in D.C., heading to 70 this afternoon. 6:51 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. I'm glad you've joined us this morning, and we'll have more details and in-depth conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up. But if you are just joining us, I want to let you know that after days of denial, the Iranian military announced late last night, early this morning, that it did accidentally shoot down the Ukrainian passenger jet. Iran's military blaming human error because of what it called the plane's sharp, unexpected turn toward a sensitive military base. Again, we'll have more on that for you with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. It's been a crazy week, a lot of controversy over the president's move to take out General Soleimani, a lot of criticism, a lot of Democratic talking points. One of the talking points was that the president wanted to go to war and that we were now in a war with Iran. And I think we all have our own opinions, but Congressman Dan Crenshaw, I've talked about him before, from Texas, a veteran. Dan Crenshaw has a way of just getting right to the heart of the matter. And, he's a no talking points kind of guy. He's just from his heart. This isn't something he rehearses in terms of a talking points memo that he got. Now, this is Dan Crenshaw, and this is an interview he did last night with Martha McCallum at Fox News on the story. But I just thought it was so concise, and I think Dan Crenshaw speaks for a lot of people. But this whole question of, are we at war?
In the state of war that we're in, we're not at war with Iran. We're not. The Democrats know that, but they keep using the straw man argument, like, don't send us to war. We're not going to war. This president has no intention of going to war. There isn't this false choice between doing nothing and letting ourselves get punched in the face, letting our American citizens die, letting our embassies get attacked, and going to full-scale war. There's options in between, like taking out the guy who's responsible for that attack and reestablishing our deterrence. I'm so tired of these false talking points and this sloganeering that is absolutely meaningless. And she knows it. That's what's so frustrating.
And you've probably heard by now Congressman Jackie Spires' comments that tie President Trump to the Iranian downing of the Ukrainian airliner. And I want to play Congressman Spires' comments and then immediately play Congressman Crenshaw's response. This is Jackie Spire of the House Intelligence Committee with her comments.
If what is being projected is true, this is yet another example of collateral damage from the actions that have been taken in a provocative way by the President of the United States.
That's such a disgusting and deplorable accusation. I'm reluctant to even address it, but we have to because, you know, they keep saying it. Pete Buttigieg, a presidential candidate, said something similar. The implication was similar, that somehow this is our fault. So this relies on a false premise that history begins with Donald Trump's actions, and the Democrats often believe this. So they don't want to believe that Iran has this long history of escalations, right? They want to believe that Trump started this fight. They don't want to look back in history since 1979. They don't want to look since the JCPOA was signed, since they tested multiple nuclear-capable missiles, since they quadrupled funding to Hezbollah, since they more than doubled their own funding to the IRGC, since they instigated multiple civil wars. The list goes on, and again, started killed an American citizen, took down a U.S. drone, boarded U.S. Navy vessels, and orchestrated an attack against our embassy. They want to ignore all that. And when we finally react, when we finally say enough is enough and we are a superpower, we are the United States of America, we will not let this stand, the Democrats wring their hands and look to blame the United States. And when the Iranians make a very tragic mistake, and that was, it is extremely tragic. It really is that they downed their own airliner. And we know why it happened. But to blame us for that is so absurd and frankly immoral. And they know it. God, I tell you what, Martha, I'm absolutely sick of this. We shouldn't be this way. We should be unified. Every member of Congress should be calling for free Iran.
That's Congressman Dan Crenshaw and his response to Congressman Jackie Spires tying President Trump's actions to the downing of the Iranian military of that Ukrainian jetliner. So it is 6:56. We've got John Gizzi coming up right after the 7 o'clock news. We'll also talk with Cheryl Atkison, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and KT McFarland. Action-packed 7 o'clock hour coming up.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With 2020 underway, everyone is thinking about their New Year's resolution. Eat better, exercise more, oh yeah, and get a new roof. A new roof? Not exactly on the top of the resolution list. Well, I think about reprioritizing, because our slowest time of the year is your best time of the year to save huge on roofing. Through January 15th, save 60% off roofing. Plus, get 5 years interest-free financing. And with material prices going up in the spring, not only is it the best price you'll ever get, it's the best price you'll ever get ever again. 2019 pricing, 60% off materials, and 5 years interest-free financing? What? It's a New Year's roof-olution. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through January 15th, it's the best price you'll ever get, ever again.
Are you worried about your retirement savings? How will you protect and grow your portfolio during these volatile times? Hi, I'm Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. We manage investments for our clients, so let us help you figure out what you need to do to have a realistic and enjoyable retirement.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
I find unspeakable peace when I come to these grounds.
Catholic cemeteries are sacred ground.
There are times that we come here and we just want peace, we want quiet.
If you need help facing a death in the family, talk to your parish priest.
We just want to feel the closeness of the Lord.
Secure the place where your family will come in prayer. Call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
And it's just the serenity, the closeness to our Creator.
A message from the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington, including All Souls Cemetery and Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, Mount Olivet Cemetery in the District of Columbia, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland.
Teresa could barely walk. For 15 years, she'd been collecting different insoles from drugstores and cushions from the internet. Nothing seemed to help the plantar fasciitis in her feet. When Teresa came into the Good Feet store, we took an impression of her feet and measured her arches to find where the pressure wasn't evenly distributed. Next, we had her do a simple balance test. Her eyes widened. Teresa immediately knew these were nothing like the flimsy drugstore products. This was a lifetime product with structure, fit with precision. She had total balance, and 15 years of pain went down the drain. Years later, I still see Teresa because she sends everyone she knows to the Good Feet store. Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I was just like Teresa, suffering from plantar fasciitis. But then I tried Good Feet Arch Support, and I was so impressed by the results, I bought the store. If you have plantar fasciitis, back pain, knee pain, or even hip pain, come by the Good Feet store for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
7 o'clock news is next with Heather Curtis on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.